Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go into your phone calls about anything. Brooke is on the line from the Freedom Ride. Brooke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. It's Brooke Kelly and Kat Pratt with Freedom Ride, and we got arrested today at the border.
Oh, no.
Which border are you referring to?
We were trying to cross over from Canada to America. We went with no passports.
Really?
And we're near Detroit, like on the Detroit side.
That's where the Motorhome Diaries guys recently also had some trouble. We've posted video of some of the audio of what happened to them, what the Border Patrol thugs were saying. And I guess when they were searching their motorhome, they had some sort of recording device in there that was rolling recording audio from them. And I don't think they knew that was happening. So you really get to hear what the Border Patrol says behind your back. You can get that audio at freekeen.com. But you got arrested, so why are you on the phone with us now? How did that? Are you out of their clutches? What's the story?
Yeah, they let us go, but I was pretty shocked to hear that about Motorhome Diaries guys because they all had passports, and we went just to see like what would happen and to visit some friends and stuff. And anyway, they detained us. They pulled us over because they said that I didn't have an address, and that was suspicious because I travel full time. And they stopped us and questioned us. They accused us of being gay, which we told them we weren't.
What difference does it make?
Gay lovers.
What difference would it make if you're gay lovers?
So this is the American side.
This is Canada.
Screeners. No, she's going from Canada to America, so it would be the American screeners, right?
Yeah, it was American.
I know the Canadian screeners have been insanely awful lately. The only stories I've heard, which really blows my mind. Because I get the impression that their police state is not as bad as ours, but their Border Patrol agents seem as bad.
So they're numbered. The Border Patrol agents in Canada have numbers. They don't actually have names. So you made it into Canada okay, and then
in Canada we were detained, and they asked a lot of questions, and then they kind of searched our car, but then they just let us go through.
Mm-hmm.
And on the American side, it got really nasty. Like they pulled me out of the car and put me in cuffs. I turn around and Kat's standing there in cuffs, and she didn't do anything. She was just sitting there. She did nothing at all. Like they said that they put me in cuffs because I refused to hand in my car keys, but I didn't understand this until we got in there, but come to find out, they say that the Constitution at the border is completely null and void and that they have every right to do what they did and that they can do that because they are wearing badges.
Yeah, they've got guns, too. So why did they let you go? If you're in handcuffs, it does seem like you've been arrested. Were there charges being pressed at all, or is it just a way to keep you immobile while they searched your car and did stuff?
Hey guys, this is Kat. I figured I'd explain the rest of this.
Okay, sure.
They separated us, took us to holding rooms, and had us up against the walls to search us. And then when they came back and we were asking why we were being held in cuffs, they said we actually assaulted the officer by asking questions, and asking questions apparently impedes their ability to do their job, which they say is an assault upon the officer, and that was why we had been arrested.
Wow. That's amazing to me, because
now you can assault police officers by talking to them.
By asking questions. No, you can answer the questions, Mark, and that if you answer their questions, then that's not assault. That's just being a good little serf. But if you ask questions, then you're verbally assaulting them, apparently.
Well, they must be assaulting me if I'm doing the same thing.
Oh, no, it doesn't work that way. They have an exemption. You know, like the whole God thing we're talking about. God is exempt from sinning, even though he knows what it feels like to sin. So how did y'all get out? I mean, I guess I still don't realize what happened there.
Well, they had us sitting there for a while after they searched both Brooke and I and asked us about where we lived. And I guess did a background. It really, the interrogation wasn't as bad as Canada. Canada, they asked us much more invasive questions about exactly how much money we had in our bank accounts. They said they would verify how much money was in our bank accounts. They wanted to know where we were traveling in the United States. They asked much more invasive questions in Canada. And the United Border Patrol, they searched us then left us sitting there, and they did an entire search of our car, took everything out of our car. And we actually have a – do you want to mention this, Brooke?
Yes.
We actually have a memory card from one of the phones – or not from our phone, from the the video camera that is missing. And they swear up and down that they didn't touch that memory card, and they wanted us to go back in the building to file a report so that we could get the money for the memory card, but that's not going to work what was on it. And they – it's just gone.
They claimed they would pay you for a memory card that they lost?
That they didn't lose.
That they believe they didn't lose?
They didn't lose it, that they didn't touch it, but that it's gone, and we could file a report, and they would replace it.
Were you recording them? Is that the thing?
No, we didn't have recording them. They took my cell phone as soon as I got into the building, so I had no way of recording anything. But Brooke had a spare memory card in the car, and it's gone.
Very interesting. So how long did this whole ordeal take?
From start to finish, about 4 hours.
That's amazing.
Jeez.
And so you've been charged with a federal assault crime? Do you have a court date? Or I guess I'm still a little confused about how all this has come out. I mean, is there a charge that's sitting here that you have to deal with?
No, they didn't charge us for anything. As soon as they finished searching our car, they pretty much said we were free to go.
They were scaring you when they said that you assaulted the officer. They didn't actually charge you with something.
They didn't actually charge us with anything. They put us in the cops, and then there's a big board on the wall that has laws about dealing with Border Patrol. And they pointed to the one that said we had assaulted the officer, and that was why we were being held.
Mm-hmm.
And they never actually charged us with anything. So as soon as they were done dissecting our car, they said we were free to go.
It's all so arbitrary. I mean, you're talking about the return side, the Detroit area of the border between U.S. and Canada. And as I was saying, the Motorhome Diaries guys were just up there. They didn't have that particular issue. It took them a couple hours to get through as well. But as you're saying, you went through without passports, and there's supposedly some new rule that says that you're not supposed to be let back into the country if you don't have a passport, which they're supposedly bending that rule for now, which whether they will continue to bend it or not, I think remains at question. I think they may continue to do it, because how could they not let you back in? If you've got ID from the United States and you're clearly somebody that is domiciled in the U.S., eventually they'll have to let you back in, because Canada
might throw you in handcuffs for a little while.
Right, and that's what they did. That's basically, it seems like an intimidation tactic. Were you lectured by them that, hey, girls, you need to get your passports?
No, they didn't say anything about the passports.
Really?
Actually, in Canada, it really was obvious that it was just for intimidation, because they searched through everything in our car except for one large box full of camping gear. We could have had anything hidden in there, but they didn't search it. So the search really was just for intimidation purposes.
Well, it sounds like they were trying to intimidate you on the border, on the U.S. side, because the motorhome guys didn't face that level of fear, the fear factor. I mean, I don't think they cuffed any of the motorhome guys. They certainly took them away from the vehicle and restricted their freedom, but I don't think it went that far.
Their problems were getting into Canada, right?
No, they had problems with the U.S. guys. They had problems with the Canadian guys and with the U.S. And
the Canadian guys, as I understand it, took their paraphernalia, all their pamphlets from the American.
There were two incidents. There were two incidents. The first incident where they tried to go up to Canada through Vermont, all of their agorist stuff they had, the Alliance of the Libertarian Left, all of that info was confiscated. And then they made a wrong turn, and they accidentally went up to the Detroit one, and they had a tough time there as well.
There was an audio recording from that one. It blew my mind.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kat.
I was just saying that, and they, from what I read, they went through the Motorhome Diary guy's laptops, which was something I was really worried about, and I actually took the time to go through the stuff on my laptop to make sure everything was stuff I was okay with people seeing. But there's really nothing I can do. I mean, my browser history has Campaign for Liberty and whatnot on there, and if they see that, that's an automatic... These are people to be suspicious of, and that's pretty upsetting that we have to be worried about bumper stickers in our cars and what websites we're going to. I believe that's the state that we're living in. And the guy, the Border Patrol agent, swore to me that we do not live in a police state.
Hey, Kat, if you've got more, hang on. I'm going to bring it back, and I definitely want you to plug the Freedom Ride here in a moment. More coming up with Kat and Brooke from the Freedom Ride. It's Free Talk Live.
3 Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the live streams. We have a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, and even a webcam. It's all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's the only way to get the free book.
All right, the girls from the Freedom Ride are on the line here with us one at a time. We've got Kat, I think, still there. Kat, are you guys still in Michigan at this time?
It's Brooke now. We're on our way to Detroit. We're almost there.
Okay, so you just got out of the clutches then of the Border Patrol agents after having spent 4 hours, a lot of it in handcuffs, being harassed and threatened and scared, intimidated by these border guards, suggesting that you'd assaulted one of their officers and that this could be bad. But they ended up just letting you go, thank goodness, and you're not facing any sort of federal court date or anything like that. So I suppose it could have been worse. At least you didn't have to spend the night at the border guard station. But it seems like this is becoming a regular occurrence, at least for the activists that have been crossing the border, as the Motorhome Diaries guys from MotorhomeDiaries.com have been experiencing some very similar treatment at the hands of these border thugs on both the Canadian and the U.S. sides. They've been having a tougher time with the Canadian guys than with the U.S. guys. You managed to get through Canada, but it wasn't an easy process, and then you got harassed by the U.S. guys on the way back. How can people learn more about the Freedom Ride, Brooke?
They can go to restoretherepublic.com/blog, V-L-O-G. Everything is documented there from the very beginning. And today, they read my mail. Kat is extremely upset that they touched her crotch and her breasts and places she didn't want to be touched. And they broke my wings. And it's really, we're having a hard time with this. We're having a rough week.
That is rough, because anybody that was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival knows what you mean when you say your wings. Can you describe what those are?
I'm a fairy, actually.
So you actually have a costume. You have wings that you can put on yourself, and you were wearing those at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. How, in what way did they break them?
I'm not going to do it, Mark. It's too easy.
It is easy.
There's holes in them in several places. They broke two pair of my wings, and I feel violated. I mean, they know what kind of panties I wear. They know what kind of vitamins I take, and it's a really invasive process. It's the first time I've ever been in handcuffs, first time I've ever been searched like that, and
wow.
It's not right.
No, I agree. It's not right.
It's definitely not right.
But it's also becoming a typical scene. It's also becoming something that happens fairly often, and most Americans don't know what to do about it. I have to say it's a pretty difficult. And we were talking about earlier, how do you deal with these people? You can't cross the border without being molested these days. And it seems like it's gotten much worse from the time that Julia and I took a trip to Canada about, I guess it's been almost 2 years ago at this point. It seems to have changed quite a bit. We had no problem getting into Canada, but then again, maybe it's just arbitrary. Maybe it just happens to be that we hit a good bureaucrat, and you guys have just been hitting the bad guys, and I'm sure there are more baddies than there are good ones, so maybe we just got lucky. Maybe there's still something to the idea of coming back across at a more obscure border checkpoint.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what we did when we came back. We came back through one of the sort of the back roads where there's just this little teeny installation, and two guys were there working. They didn't do too much that was too hardcore. We didn't even have to get out of the car in that particular case. So was that totally random? I don't know. I mean, it could be that you could choose one of the back road ones and get violated even worse because there's nobody checking on anybody there. I don't know. It's very confusing and outrageous all at the same time. I'm glad you guys are okay and you're not in a prison cell. And what else can you say? I mean, at least you're not in jail.
Yeah, at least. But I really didn't feel like we were going through just as activists. I felt like just every other civilian. Because this time when we were going through, we just wanted to get through. We weren't trying to make a statement. We don't have any bumper stickers on our cars. It would make stand out in any way. The only thing was that we didn't have the passports. But I was very yes sir, no sir, and almost to the point where I'm mad at myself that I compromised my rights just to avoid being put in cuffs, and that didn't make a difference.
You ended up there anyways. I think that's a great point, and I think I think it's lost on a lot of Americans. I think a lot of Americans think that if they just bow down, and they just go along to get along, they'll be able to get through this. And your case is a perfect example of how that's not necessarily true. Now, maybe if the two of you had been driving in a, I don't know what kind of car you're driving, but I presume it's not like a Lexus. What are you driving?
It's a yellow Mustang convertible, actually.
Is it newer or is it older?
It's an 01.
Okay, so newish then. It's not like you're driving a total beater across the border. But, you know, maybe if you've been driving a Lexus and you were wearing business attire, they wouldn't have messed with you as much. I don't even know. Maybe they will now. But most Americans believe they can just bow down and go along to get along and that they'll be okay. But the fact is, as the tyranny continues, as the police state continues to grow larger, more regular Americans will get caught up in this stuff. And then they'll be like we are and wondering what the hell they can possibly do about it. So you said they tried to convince you that this wasn't a police state?
Yeah. After they let us go and we were confronting them about the memory card being gone, he kept telling me, the Constitution isn't valid here. You have no rights. But it's not a military state. We do not live in a military state. We're just doing what we need to do to protect everyone. He did do the emphasis on you have no rights. You have no Fourth Amendment rights here. All of that, he said it was held up in the Supreme Court, so they can do whatever they want without probable cause.
Sounds about like an accurate, it sounds like it's an accurate statement, right? I mean, clearly you don't have rights. If you had rights, they'd be respected. So,
clearly.
Outrageous. I mean, is this making you ever want to leave the country again?
No, I'm not going back across the border ever.
Unless it's like a permanent thing, like leaving for good.
Maybe that's what they want, is for people
to leave.
Not cross the borders anymore. You know, I mean, I think they would like more than anything for everyone to do nothing more than what they absolutely want them to do, which is, you know, do your job and pay your taxes, mm-hmm. and stay out of any complications so that we can keep, you know, just milk you for what we want from you. I mean, anything that, you know, makes their job easier, which is to keep us enslaved and keep us working for certain goals for them.
Well, I think you're right about that. And Kat, you'd mentioned that I think we've got Kat back on the phone at this point. But you had mentioned that they were touching you guys in ways that you might have found inappropriate. Some people might find inappropriate. Certainly, you didn't ask to be touched in those ways. And if you go to the freeking.com or motorhomediaries.com, you watch the Motorhome Diaries most recent video, you can hear those Canadian border guards making sexual comments about. The whole process of
laughing,
risking people.
Laughing about places they touch people inappropriately.
Yeah, laughing
like
about, you know, touching someone's testicles. I mean, this is how they this is how they take this stuff. They're not taking it seriously at all. It's just a big joke that they get to feel people up. I thank you for the call tonight, and I'm glad you're all right, and please keep us in the loop as to anything that develops with the Freedom Ride. Thank you, ladies. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning adding a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And join more than 500,000 people who have trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, and even register a trademark. It's empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. You use code FTL, save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com. I may not want the government all in my business, but, well, while it is, I'm going to have the documents that protect my family. LegalZoom.com.
So, as I mentioned earlier, I think we finally have tapped down on the phone calls. You're welcome to dial in about anything. Tis the point of the show. But I got an email from David at the White House. The White House keeps emailing me. They must think I'm special. Dear friend, this is probably one of the longest emails I've ever sent, but it could be the most important. Across the country, we're seeing vigorous debate about health insurance reform. Unfortunately, some of the old tactics we know so well are back. Even the viral emails that fly unchecked and under the radar. Are you suggesting they might like to check people's emails? Is that kind of a hidden suggestion?
Keep track of them.
Yeah.
Radar? You know, what do you do with radar? You keep track of things?
Spreading all sorts of lies and distortions. As President Obama said at the town hall in New Hampshire, where we do disagree, let's disagree over things that are real, not these wild misinterpretations that bear no resemblance to anything that's actually been proposed. So let's start a chain email of our own. At the end of my email, you'll find a lot of information about health insurance reform, distilled into 8 ways reform provides security and stability to those with or without coverage, 8 common myths about reform, and 8 reasons we need health insurance reform now.
Can we talk about that statement right there, which sounds awful, like a distortion? This is something I keep hearing is people for health insurance reform and people against health insurance reform. But this is a specific reform proposal that mm-hmm. people are against. It doesn't mean they're against health care reform. That's a distortion, right? I mean, there's a lot of people that love to see it reformed in a different way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
So he passes on. He says, well, pass this email on to people. So here's what he has to say. It's from their reality. They've set up a website to knock down the rumors and the lies that are floating around the Internet. And then he says, we've added a video from the Health Reform Office tackling a viral email head on. Then they link to it. So 8 ways reform provides security and stability to those with or without coverage. Number 1, it ends discrimination for pre-existing conditions. Insurance companies will be prohibited from refusing you coverage because of your medical history. And really, that's all you need to know. Really, we don't need to go through the rest of the list, but we will.
Right, that's the very end of it. Discrimination, this is straight from Rush Limbaugh's lips. I've heard it before, and it makes perfectly good sense. Discrimination's a good thing when you're dealing with different people. I mean, are you indiscriminate on the people that you kiss? I mean, think about it for a second.
This is healthcare, Mark. It's more important.
So I should be indiscriminate about with whom I deal with?
Don't you care about people?
I don't care enough to necessarily do business with them.
So not you're telling me you don't care about sick people?
Sure I do.
Well, how are they going to get help? People need coverage.
Hopefully they'll take care of themselves.
They need coverage. How can they're sick already?
Well, why do they need
coverage?
They can't
coverage? Afford it. They can't afford to take care of themselves.
Well, they would have been able to take care of themselves if the government hadn't got involved in health care.
What are you going to do now? They're here, they're now. This is how it is.
But socialism doesn't solve socialism. Big government doesn't solve big government.
Well, what's your solution?
My solution is to get the government completely out.
Well, then who's going to take care of the sick?
The same people that took care of the sick before the government got involved.
People that care and are operating on a voluntary basis.
Absolutely. The thing is, you know, Wayne read some prices from a hospital's bills. I don't even know what it was called, but basically the price list of a hospital back in the 50s before health care was provided by every employer.
And so cheap.
It was essentially, $250 to have a baby, and that's in today's dollars, it was $30, and then when you bring that into today's dollars, that's $250 to have a baby. I'd give them $500 and be happy, because it's $10,000 to have a baby with no complications, and obviously that's a no complications situation there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure maybe it's extra for the stays in the hospital. I have no idea, but this is what it was like in the 50s, and then the government got involved and, you know, employers began having to provide health care. Therefore, people are beginning to use it. Once you have the insurance, it's like having free health care. And you don't check yourself in the same fashion.
I think the better analogy is this is not insurance anymore. When you say you have to cover a pre-existing condition, I can wait until I get cancer to get insurance. The whole point of the insurance
Well, you won't be able to once this law passes.
The point of insurance is a lot of people are paying into it. Most of them are not using what they're paying into it. Except that now insurance covers, you know, just going to the doctor.
Because people are mostly healthy.
People are mostly healthy. They all pay into it in case something happens. But if you can't not cover pre-existing condition, I can wait until I get cancer, and then someone has to cover me. And that means everyone who wants to just be covered just in case and actually use insurance instead of this magic we just pay for you because you're sick thing, people who have to, their costs will go up.
The original, wasn't the original intent behind insurance to cover the catastrophic stuff for the most part? Wasn't that the intent?
The whole, people would, the idea, you know, it's like your car insurance paying for your gas.
Right.
And what's going to happen is car insurance pays for your gas. And that's what's happened with insurance. It was supposed to cover catastrophic things, and you're supposed to pay into it, and it was a lot cheaper because they weren't covering every little thing that you went to the doctor for. You paid out of pocket.
Well, what happens is those prices go up,
because if you have insurance, you don't have to think about price anymore.
Right.
So the customer is insulated from that process of having to actually pick up the phone a few times and call a few doctors and say, as I did when I was getting my vasectomy, hey, how much is a vasectomy?
Right.
You know, and then going around and shopping around and actually learning what they're getting and learning about what the cost is. When it's insurance, they just say to themselves, oh, well, insurance will cover this, and so I'll just go wherever and pay what then the insurance company will pay whatever, which increases their prices, which increase the insurance premiums, plus there's the whole regulatory factor.
And this isn't insurance for the reasons I just gave, because you can do it when you wait until you get sick to do it, because they have to cover you. Mm-hmm. So it's not insurance anymore. So the analogy of discrimination that you're talking about, it's not discrimination on irrelevant factors, it's discrimination on completely relevant factors. It's like discriminating, it's like if you're hiring someone to teach math, and you're discriminating on the basis of math ability.
Yeah, and they're an English
teacher.
That's
a good thing to discriminate on. Right. It's not a good thing to discriminate on the basis of their religion
or their
sex or their color. Those are stupid things that have nothing to do with whether a person is a good math teacher. But how good they are at math and how well they understand math is 100% relevant, and you should discriminate on that basis. And this is something that insurance companies ought to discriminate
on. Now, we just pointed out a number of reasons, a number of things that are wrong with the current system. And it's just short-sighted to say that because you're against this government plan, this proposal, that you're in somehow favor of the status quo. I'm not in favor of the status quo. I think the status quo is one messed up situation that has more to do with the government being involved than anything else. But let's move on here in their list of eight ways reform will provide security. Now, we've been down this eight reasons before, but they didn't get into a little detail as they are here as to what they mean when they say them. So I remember when we first read this list, we didn't really know exactly what some of them meant. So you'll get a better idea now of exactly what they have in mind. Not that it's going to be in any way identical to what the bill says, but this is their proposal.
Oh, sure. And that's the thing is, no matter what they say today,
it'll be different.
It's going to be different. Yeah, how different, I don't know. But whatever they decide to do, you'll take it. And that's all there is to it. You just won't have a choice.
Yeah, and here's a big one. I mean, we pointed out that number one, ending discrimination for pre-existing conditions, is that's all you need to kill the insurance companies. That's all you'll need to bleed them dry.
It's not going to kill every insurance company, and Obama makes the point that that FedEx and UPS are doing just fine. But FedEx and UPS, and he's right, and it's going to be exactly like that. FedEx and UPS provide premium services. If it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, you don't use the post office, for God's sakes. You use one of these services. And that's
the post office uses FedEx.
Would you want to send a first class letter via UPS or FedEx? Heck no. It costs too much because it's a premium service.
More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over
you're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We're talking about health care, but you can bring up whatever you want. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Your $3 a month helps us get this show on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, join up, and get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the amp call-in lines, Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line with us from Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I wanted to chime in on health care since
sure.
Everybody else is having their 2 cents worth. I never talk about it on the air because my wife doesn't like to, but that's what we do. We're in the health care industry.
Okay.
My wife is a medical doctor, and I manage our practice, which is a general medicine.
Okay.
And so we know a little bit about the healthcare industry. We know what's going on. And I think that what any kind of a time that you get the government's hands into something, they're going to mess it up. I mean, they've already got medicine messed up pretty well,
yep.
Just with Medicare and Medicaid.
You help run the office. I mean, you know what the amount of time your employees are spending filling out paperwork. What is it?
We have at least it's probably 1.5 employees just to deal with the paperwork. So
and your wife herself, how much does she have to do?
She does a lot, but most of what she does is documentation. because you know, that's due to lawsuits. You have to very carefully document all the treatment decisions and everything that's done.
So that is a, in a way, that's an effect of government as well. All of the litigious society in which we live is in many ways encouraged by the state.
The documentation is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. So I don't have anything really bad to say about documenting the treatment. That's good medical practice. But all of the regulation regarding HIPAA and the amount of money that you get paid from Medicare and Medicaid, which in effect also determines what you're going to get paid by the private insurance companies, because private insurance companies look at Medicare payments and they use that as a guide to determine what they're going to pay you.
Yep.
So really, Medicare, the government's already pretty much controlling the amount of money that you get reimbursed for medical treatment.
Interesting.
And when the government gets full control over it, of course, it's all going to look like Medicaid. Now, Medicaid, everybody who's on Medicaid knows that it's terrible. The coverage is awful.
Wait, is that the one for old people? No.
No, that's Medicare.
Got it.
Medicaid is what a lot of poor people have, a lot of people that are disabled. They will get on Medicaid. Well, Medicaid, as it is, you get, I think it's 8 office visits per year. Now, if you require 9 office visits during the year, you have to pay for that one. Of course, most Medicaid patients can't pay. So if you, as a doctor's office, you have to keep track of your medications and find out when they've had 8 visits, and then you have to tell them, well, you know, your next visit, we can't see you unless you agree to pay for it. And, of course, they have the money to pay for it. So if you then see them for 9...
Gene?
Oh. It's not a good way to collect it from somebody who doesn't have any money.
You got cut out for a moment. You said after 9 and then got cut out. What was that?
Oh, after the 9th visit, then, if you were to see the patient on the 9th visit, you will probably never see any money for that patient. So it's already a form of forced welfare.
That's per year, right?
Yeah.
So the next year you get another 8 visits out of the
patient. Yeah, but I mean, the procedures, it's limited to what procedures get covered. It's limited to how much they'll pay for everything. So
what is your wife going to do if this government thing keeps moving forward? I mean, it seems inevitable almost that it will. Is she going to get out of the business, or is she going to keep putting up with the nonsense?
Well, it's unfortunate, but probably we would look for something else because, now, my wife has only been licensed to practice for 5 years. That's mm-hmm. when we moved here to the Memphis area. And the first couple of years we didn't make any. We didn't have to worry about taxes. And that was why when I told you a couple of years ago that we have to file income tax now. And I never did explain why that is.
Because I see.
When I did my own machine work, I could get away with not paying the man. But
sure.
When you have a medical license, they got you over a barrel.
Absolutely. They own you.
That's the only reason that we went back into paying the slave tax.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, after only 5 years in medicine, finally starting to turn a profit, if the single-payer plan ever does take effect, and I don't expect that it could happen sooner than 2 years, you know, it's going to take a while to turn all the things over.
Right, they have to kill off the insurance companies first.
Yeah, we would probably wind up leaving medicine. And
you wouldn't be the only ones either. There would be a lot of people who would make similar choices, people who would just throw in the towel and say, all right, I'm sick and tired of this. I've already had enough paperwork and rules to deal with, and I'm not going to deal with any more of it. And then the medical profession will lose some of its best best people.
And I don't have to brag too much on the ability of my wife, because it's absolutely true that she's one of the best doctors around here. Most of the hospital nurses where she does her rounds are all her patients, and they recommend her to all of their family and friends, and that's and you know, that's good for our business, but it's primarily because of the care she provides. She's one of the best doctors around here. But if it gets really bad, I mean, we got roots in China too, you know, so we can easily pack up and move out.
Gene?
What was that?
I don't know if you're getting call waiting or something like that, but you keep cutting out for a
I'm
bit.
Sorry.
Final thoughts.
But anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah, the bottom line is a lot of doctors will lose medicine.
No doubt about it, Gene. thanks as always for the inside scoop, and I appreciate it. Now, and now that we know, you know, the what you guys do for a living, feel free to continue updating us as the new regulations keep coming down, and let us know when you reach that breaking point, when that the straw breaks the camel's back, so to speak. I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. So we will continue here with the friendly email from the White House. Senior advisor to the president, David Axelrod, has written me an email. Dear friend, and he goes on to say, you should forward this on to everybody, because there's all kinds of emails being forwarded with misinformation, so we're going to put out the truth.
More misinformation.
Number two, these are the eight ways reform from the government allegedly provides security and stability to those with or without coverage. Number two, it ends exorbitant out-of-pocket expenses, deductibles, or copays. Insurance companies will have to abide by yearly caps on how much they can charge for out-of-pocket expenses.
Because the government is so good at determining what the free market needs. Remember the gas lines from the 70s? That's because the government was controlling the price of gas.
So they won't be able to charge you more than X per year, as far as if you go and, you know, have a copay or something like that, or a deductible. But that just means that they're going to pass that on to their customers. So that will manifest in the form of increased prices. So number one, the ending discrimination for pre-existing conditions will increase prices of the plan. Number two, the ending the out-of-pocket expenses or limiting them will increase prices of the plans. Number three, it ends cost sharing for preventative care. Insurance companies must fully cover, without charge, regular checkups and tests that help you prevent illness, such as mammograms or eye and foot exams for diabetics.
So without charge means without an extra charge means that their rates will just have to go up to cover all that.
Meaning that everyone will be able to just walk into a doctor's office and
anytime they want regular checkups.
Well, they may only be able to get so many per year, but yes, they will be.
Now the government's telling me how many checkups a year I need.
Yeah. And they won't be able to charge you, which means, again, the price of the plan will go up. Number four, ends dropping of coverage for the seriously ill. Insurance companies will be prohibited from dropping or watering down insurance coverage for those who become seriously ill. Again, increasing costs. Number five, ends gender discrimination.
And I think that the insurance companies, to some extent, have made their little beds in this, area by deciding,
Mean to people, no doubt about it.
Absolutely true. And that's the thing, is that people have relied on their insurance company to provide their medical care. And that's what the problem is in the first place. That article that Wayne was reading from two nights ago or last night, the Of Two Minds blog, where mm-hmm. the impossible cure to the healthcare situation, which is return to cash.
Right.
The government screwed it up in the first place. They deflowered the virgin, and now what they're going to do is turn her into a hooker in order to save her. It's just it's stupid, and it's the kind of solutions you can only get out of the government.
The government's plan here, and we've only gotten through a portion of it, is definitely to put the insurance companies out of business so they can take it all over and complete the transition to a government-run, 100% government-run healthcare system.
This is about people don't like free riders. That's why they want socialized healthcare. It's not because they care about people, it's because they're greedy and they don't want someone to get it for free.
We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.